Absolutely. I couldn't say it better myself. It isn't really a surprise. You know, the ATU designation was fantastic news for Sligo itself, but you know, when it was bound to bring a lot more an influx of students, and with when we consider multiple other factors, including, you know, a housing crisis nationwide, and also the implications of the refugees from Ukraine, it's really critical at the moment for student accommodation.
It has led to calls by yourself on private landlords to help out in this regard.
Yeah, so it's a massive collaborative initiative that we're working with ATU and the marketing department of communications, and then obviously ourselves as the Students Union. A service that we provide to students is advertising properties and trying to make students aware of different properties. So we do that on www.atussu.ie, and we're really just calling for landlords to homeowners who may have a spare bedroom and wouldn't be against renting it to students to contact us and to advertise free of charge on our website.
Now, we know that there are plans afoot to build on-campus accommodation, but that's really not going to sort out the situation for this upcoming term.
Yeah, I suppose it's disheartening in a sense. You know, accommodation won't be built overnight, unfortunately. We have a huge huge national issue that's affecting everyone. You know, we've local residents and working professionals competing for the same houses that students were once usually ring fenced off. It's a big issue. Some purpose-built student accommodation has dedicated some rooms and some apartments to refugees of the war. So all in all, we are down bed spaces compared to last year, which is quite worrying.